Morning, Michael. You well?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very well indeed. What a day it could be on Saturday.
Yeah, it's certainly a big day, isn't it? So all systems go, and just hopefully one of them wins.
Have you done the sums? If you could take the
No.
three majors?
No. Don't be like that.
Surely you
No.
have.
No. It's, as Mick Price says, what we strive to do, it's a normal day at the office, and we should be having runs in these big races. So it's great, though. I'm very privileged to have a good team of horses and a great team of staff, and they're all there in great shape anyway.
Well, you've been Gunstock's biggest fan. You've been telling the RSN listeners ever since he started this campaign, he is your Derby horse. You've got two in the Derby. Jungle Magnate's been a late bloomer, but firstly on the favourite Gunstock, what's your reaction with that wide gate?
It's better than drawing in for him. He's a big striding horse that wants momentum, and it definitely forces our hand just to ride him quiet. So we'll just have to hope that he's in a decent spot on the home straight. But look, it is what it is. As I think it's better than drawing barrier one or two for him.
The blinkers made a big difference in the Norman Robinson. Is there any slight concern if he has to go back with the blinkers on? Will he relax beautifully? Is he that type of horse? Because that's what you need in the 2,500 meters for the first time.
Yeah, he's super relaxed. He was almost asleep at the mounting yard last start, and they worked beautifully. He won't get fired up in blinkers, but they just helped him focus a little bit because he's a little bit wayward in the superimpose. So I think he's just crying out for 2,500. He's that sort of horse. He's a Tavistock as a bill mare. He's got a big engine, big stride, and I think the Derby is perfect for him.
It's only his fifth start. Is he still improving between runs?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. He's a big raw horse. He's going to keep improving next year as well. And, we target him at this race specifically. So we went a mile, 18, 2,000, and 2,500 fourth up. So it's all been geared toward this one race. And, I'm glad it's finally here.
How back do you think he needs to go from that gate?
I'll leave it to Jai, but there's not a long run to that first corner. I'd love to see him in front of five or six, not be last. So if you can hopefully tuck in with a bit of cover, that'd be great. That's fine, as long as he finds a rhythm. And as I said, he's got that sort of big loping stride. And if you can just sort of make up some ground from, the 1,000 to the 600-metre mark without doing much work and be in that sort of, as Jai said yesterday to us, often won by the horse in that second wave, come with a big surging run. And I do think he's a supreme stayer. So that should be telling the last furlong.
Gee, Jungle Magnate's jumped out of the ground. He's trying to emulate his dad, Tarzino, and win the Derby. It was huge in the Vase. He got so far back, and the way he finished was absolutely phenomenal. Did you think he was a Derby contender at this start of the campaign?
No, we'll be the first to admit that we probably got him wrong. He won his first start, beat Mac and Cheese over seven furlongs, and we brought him back in this prep with a view to the Sandown Guineas, but he was quite dour first up over 14, and so we quickly changed tack, and he's done a great job because he's gone 2 weeks, 1,800, he was beaten a short half-head in the Hill Stakes in Adelaide, and then he's gone 2 weeks to a very fast run, Vase, when he had an outside draw, and we told Huey to ride him quiet. We didn't think he'd be that far back, but he was spotting the second last horse, two or three lengths at one stage, and made a huge surging run. And that Vase is always a great form reference. I think Johnny Gangery was beaten seven lengths before he went to Derby. Tarzino, who is the sire of Jungle Magnate, also ran a placing in the Vase and then went and won the Derby. So it was a terrific run, and he's such a clean-winded horse. So off a different type of prep, I think he's going to have a great chance. You want a really good barrier for him. He won't get too far back. He'll be able to sit between sort of 5th and 10th somewhere. And he was keen in the Hillsmith, so that's the key. Just Luke Curry on, just drop his hands and get to relax. And I think he'll run really well, that horse.
You still got a clear leaning to Gunstock of the two?
Yeah, I think he's a class horse. And I think he's been set for the race the whole all way along. But as I said, that's the real, real clear form reference is the Vase, and he was able to come from last, run on and run third. So I think 2,500 will suit him, and he's a big, tough sound horse, Jungle Magnate. But yeah, certainly I think Gunstock has the class.
Who do you see as your main danger? Is it that Vase form, Forgot You?
Yeah, forgot you in Tutukaka for sure. I really do think Tutukaka will suit the 2500, being by Tavistock again. So he's just been an amazing stallion, and he's a huge loss to our industry. Keeps knocking up the staying races. So yeah, those two for sure.
Extreme Warrior at the other end of the spectrum. He was explosive in the Sapphire. It's a full field. We haven't seen a field this big in the Coolwa for a while. He's drawn what appears to be a good gate on paper. Down the straight, how do you think he'll enjoy it?
I think he'll be okay. I mean, his first look at the straight. But he's a very straightforward horse, which is good. You know, he can sit on the bridle on a hot tempo and then let rip. And as you said, I think that's a nice barrier draw. The speed's drawn just to his outside. So if he can tuck in just behind those speed runners, and they're also the main dangers in the Congos just there, then that should suit him. But yeah, you're right, he was explosive last start. I think he ran a time form of 118, which puts him in the top 5 3-year-old efforts all year. And I know Dan Sullivan had him rating huge as well. So he's just gone from strength to strength. I think he's ready to explode. I rode him at the beach yesterday, and coming out of the ocean, he was rearing up, and you know, he stirred up. I think timing's great for him. So it'd be a great result. Rosemont, great supporters of Victorian breeding, and you know, he'd definitely see many spots down there at Rosemont Stud if he wins the Coolmore.
Absolutely. He only cost $160,000, so it's a huge payday if he can win. His dad, I think, finished fifth in this race when he was favourite, or second favourite, Extreme Choice. Has he surprised you as well? Because all the talk before the Blue Sapphire was Profiteer from the stable heading towards a Coolmore, but he absolutely obliterated him.
Yeah, well, he's not a flashy workhorse. He'll just do what he has to here at home. He's a very polite colt. But clearly race day, when the pressure's on, he really gallops away from them, which is what's most exciting. You know, he gapped them. He was 7 lengths in front of the third last start. He's gone from an Echuca maiden to the Coolmore favourite, but he was very good early on. You know, he should have won the debutante stakes back in October of his two-year-old career. He got laid on by his stablemate, actually, in that race, and he was a bit unlucky, and he was very competitive in the prelude of the two-year-old as well. So he's always had that class. And now he's just matured up properly.
Quantum Mechanic keeps the Group 1 chances going in the Kentala. She was a stiff run behind I'm Thunderstruck, and the way she hit the line in the Toorak with 52 kilos on her back, you'd have to give her a chance on Saturday.
Yeah, don't dismiss her at all. She's set the peak. She's really glooming. That's the best she worked on Tuesday morning here. She gets better as she gets deeper into her prep. And you're right, it was a very good run. She was held up momentarily and still hit the line strongly. This will be a fast run mile, which will suit her. And I think drawn 9 is perfect. She'll be sort of midfield with cover and blending in. And it'll be a personal best to win that race, no doubt. But she's very capable of running in the money.
Then you got Daisies, the second favourite, and the Wakeful heading towards the Oaks on Thursday. It was a nice win from the front at Caulfield. She's drawn gate 1. J-Mac goes on. Is that how you want to see her ridden again on Saturday?
Yeah, she had been a bit tardy away, and she still wasn't super clean last start, but from that wide draw, she got into a reasonable spot, and then Damien Lane did the right thing and took up the pace when they were trying to go 14 to the furlong, and she won well. So I think from barrier 1, if she could decent, she'll be in the first 4. She's thriving, you know, whilst it's her first prep. She's just carrying on like she's young filly. It's in the top of her game. She's really bright and well. We couldn't be happy with her. I think it's a much tougher race than last start, obviously with the Guineas form blending into it now, and she'll have to be at her best to win, but I think she's going great, and she's a beautiful Scopey, you know, Sebring filly with a good deep pedigree, plenty of Oaks blood there in the dam side, and I think it's a nice race for her, and that'll just be a last bit of work for the Oaks.
And then you've got Corkscrew in the Carbine Club, who certainly wasn't disgraced last year. Is the mile any concern, Corkscrew?
No, I don't think so. He actually did a very good job last start. He's coming out of a pretty weak Horsham maiden and was nearly 4 weeks between runs. They went mental up in front, and he rode the hot speed, copped a bump, and still stuck on okay. Sure, he should have run third. So now he's a bit fitter. Blinkers on first time. Just got to contend with a bit of a sticky draw. It will probably try and put him in the first 4, and if he gets a bit of luck, he can run a place for sure.
And then the favourite in the $7.5 million Golden Eagle, I'm Thunderstruck. Is he in Sydney as yet?
Yeah, so he travelled up Sunday night, and police report he arrived in beautiful condition. He's got an amazing constitution, that horse. He seems to do everything easily and doesn't lose weight. And he had a gallop yesterday morning. He set off our Playboy. Adrian Late rode him for us, and they just went sort of 6-3 last 2 and 25, worked up on the bridle. He had heaps to offer, and Adrian was really happy, and he's staying with Gerald Ryan, and Gerald reported back that the horse is in super order. So, yeah, very glad as well. We drew a nice barrier, which will help us.
Mm. Gee, it's such a big day. Who is your best chance, do you think?
I hate to tip him on these big races, but I think Thunderstruck is the most likely winner. That horse is flying, and he's a horse you can trust. He's got genuine Group 1 talent, and he's so courageous and has that real will to win, which is quite rare. And he's got a lovely barrier draw. So hopefully he's just sort of midfield with a bit of room, and he can blend in the race at the right time. So that'd be great if he could win.
Good luck, Junior. Could be a massive day for the team.
Thank you, Michael.